Oui, c'est vous. Vous allez bien?
Every Wednesday evening at 9, Boubacar Bass settles into his Midtown Manhattan studio and begins his broadcast, Radio Mali USA, a call-to-listen radio show by Malians for Malians abroad.
My show, sometimes it goes to 3 hours, because the cab drivers, they don't want it to end.
Bass, one of 7,000 global broadcasters across more than 150 countries, affiliated with Zeno Media. Zeno Media is a streaming platform that offers diaspora populations the opportunity to connect to news of their homeland in their local languages, using either an app or by dialing a local number. Its founder and president says the idea was conceived for first-generation immigrants working in solitary professions.
If I was a security guard in a building and I didn't have that much human interaction, I was thinking, what can I provide to this person to entertain them or to make their day better? I thought to myself, if I was doing this, I would be very, very lonely.
Since becoming a broadcaster in 2009, Boubacar Bass says news of his home country is the first priority for listeners. Second are U.S. immigration issues. Ever since President Trump enacted immigration policies such as the travel ban, Bass says there has been a spike in interest about the topic, particularly among undocumented listeners. Sometimes he brings in lawyers or other specialists to talk, but offers his own advice too.
Mainly, try to stay underground. That's the main advice we tell those who don't have, purpose. Don't expose yourself too much. Try to focus on what you're doing. Try to avoid illegal stuff.
Without a local station like Bass, which broadcasts in Fulani and Bambara, many immigrants living in the U.S. might not otherwise have an outlet. In an interview via Skype, Ghana-based host Joseph Quensier describes some of what he hears from his diaspora audience in the U.S.
People see the Trump administration as like they hit people who are coming to settle in their country, and then they are going to make their lives more difficult for them in the United States.
And as Quincy and Bob both note, their programs allow listeners to pull back from all the noise and maintain an element of home, culturally, musically, and politically, no matter where they are. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.